You still don't know who?
No idea. Christopher thought it over for all of 2 seconds. Then she muttered, Well, let's hope it's not some fanatic who's willing to kill himself. Then she added, Or herself. Hartunian said, I've been thinking about that. Whoever it was tried to screw up the mission in the least dangerous way possible. Knock out the ranging laser and we'd have to abort the test and turn back for home. But now that he knows this mission is for real, his voice trailed off. Christopher went to the coffee urn and poured herself a mug. If you're right, that means whoever it was sabotaged your laser when he or she thought this flight was only a routine test. Right, Hartunian agreed. Which means that whoever it is wanted to give Anson Aerospace a black eye. He's not an enemy agent. He's just a damned industrial spy working for one of Anson's competitors. The colonel stared at Hartunian for a long, silent moment. Then, you think so? The engineer smiled bitterly. Either that or we're all dead. San Francisco, St. Francis Hotel. As he spoke earnestly into the telephone, the president hardly glanced at the magnificent view of the Golden Gate Bridge from the penthouse suite's windows. It was raining out there anyway, a steady, gray, cold-looking rain. Norman Foster sat on the luxurious Louis XIV sofa and ran a hand over his bald pate as he watched his friend and boss chatting away on the phone, charming one moment, intimidating the next. Moscow, Tokyo, NATO headquarters in Belgium. He'd been trying to get world leaders lined up with him despite the maddening slowness of the battered global communications system. At last the president put the phone down. Before he could get out of his chair, Foster said, The Air Force wants to send some F-15s to escort Able One. A fighter escort, the president. Why do they want a fighter escort? Foster knew that they'd have to change into fresh suits before heading out to the Cow Palace. He glanced at his wristwatch before replying, The laser plane's a big four-engine 747. If the North Koreans or the Chinese try to intercept it, she'll be a sitting duck. This request came from NSA, from the Special Situation Team. They sent it through the Air Force, who passed it up to the Secretary of Defense, Foster said. From Lonnie Bakersfield? None other. This request came direct from Lonnie himself, the president asked. Spreading his hands in a gesture of uncertainty, the president's chief of staff replied, Nothing's direct just now. Communications are in a mess. SecDef sent this request nearly an hour ago. And you just got it? The president snapped. It came to Air Force One and they transferred it to your security team's briefcase. God almighty! How can we manage this crisis when we can't even get telephone calls through? Trying to calm his boss, Foster said, The communication system is working, it's just slower than normal, that's all. That's all? You said this request came from that situation team you put together, through the Air Force chain of command, up to the Secretary of Defense, and now to me. That's right. The president glared at his old friend. Where's that laser plane now? According to the latest report, it's over the Sea of Japan, heading for the coast of North Korea. You think the North Koreans might try to shoot it down? Or force it to land in North Korea. It'd make terrific propaganda for them, not to mention the technology they'll be able to get their hands on. We're staring nuclear war in the face, and you think they're aiming for propaganda? Foster made an exasperated grimace. Yeah. What the hell do I know?